It is. And I have a patient who I had a big conversation with about extended hormonal therapy. And it was a woman who had a 1.8 centimeter intermediate grade node negative tumor who got CMF, went into menopause in her mid-30s, and then took 5 years of tamoxifen. And she reached her five-year point. We had a big conversation. I said, there's data out there. You could take an aromatase inhibitor. You're in menopause. And she said, you know, I really don't want to. I had a stage one tumor. I really don't feel that that's worthwhile. And of course, you know, 8 years later, she had metastatic disease to bone. So, you know, you can't treat patients based on your rule of one. But I think that if you could tolerate some duration of aromatase inhibitor therapy, and I, without the concrete data, which we'll never have, I actually tailor the duration of the aromatase inhibitor therapy to the extent of risk.
Interesting.
And I think that's quite reasonable. So, you know, you say, okay, you had, you know, node negative disease, but an aromatase inhibitor adds to tamoxifen in every single trial that's available. So here you are. Why don't we give you 2 or 3 years of an AI? Let's see how you do with that. But if you have higher risk disease, 5 years, and then it brings up the next point, which is what do you do with a very high risk patient who's now 5 years on an AI from diagnosis?
Right, absolutely. Do you continue or stop?
Yeah, what do you do? It's kind of, in some ways, it's like stopping Herceptin at 1 year in a patient who has inflammatory breast cancer, you know, and you had, you know, positive margins. I have a patient like that as well. I think it's actually a very difficult thing. And what I've done is continue the AI, and knowing the optimal duration is, of course, impossible. So somewhere in the 7+ years. And I think that what we do know is that we know what the toxicities are of extending therapy. What we don't know is what is the problem of generating resistance. So there is some interest in trying to test, you know, breaking up therapy, giving time off and restarting, because that works in mice. But it's not really clear what that's going to do in humans. So
I've heard a change in this in the last year or two, because I say a couple of years ago, people were just saying, okay, I stopped the AI, period. I don't know whether it's the fact that the NSAVP trial came out and now people realize it's a legitimate thing to look at, or what, maybe more sensitivity about relapse. And what I hear people talking about is sort of a multifactorial thing where it's the original risk. How well are they doing on the AI? If they're sailing through it or having a lot of problem with arthralgias, patient's age, comorbidity, a bunch of things, you know, kind of like a Peter Revton type of thing. Now, in this lady, you said she sailed through the tamoxifen. Now, how long has she been on the AI?
Now she's been on the AI for 3 years.